The nuchal ligament descends in the midline of the nuchal region. It extends from the external occipital protuberance to the spinous process of C7 vertebra. All of these landmarks can be palpated superficially at the level of the skin.
Mary, I've taken a look at your x-rays, and it looks like when you sprained your ankle, you also broke your fifth metatarsal bone. This is very common with sprains, but it means you'll need to wear a boot while it heals.
While nobody has a crystal ball to tell us the future, at Kaiser, we know that if you take good care of your diabetes, you can delay or prevent complications. If you're feeling upset or depressed, talk to your doctor or care team. You're not alone.
Aricept use with cholinomimetics and other cholinesterase inhibitors may produce a synergistic effect when given concurrently with succinylcholine, similar neuromuscular blocking agents, or cholinergic agonists such as bethenecol.
In rheumatoid arthritis, hand involvement is early in the disease and affects the metacarpal phalangeal and proximal interphalangeal joints. There's also extra-articular involvement, which we'll look at later on. But first, let's see how it differs from osteoarthritis.
I'm independent, and I want it to stay that way. Truth is, sometimes I need a little help doing yard work or getting to the doctors. Then I heard about seniors helping seniors in-home services. It's nice to have someone closer to my own age stop by.
Ask today if Vesicare is right for you. Be sure to tell your doctor if you experience a serious allergic reaction, severe abdominal pain, or become constipated for 3 or more days. Common side effects are dry mouth, constipation, blurred vision, and indigestion.